Malachim lefonov el Esav Achiv. Yaakov sent Malachim before him to Esav, Archa Seyers Zayedan. By Tavay Shamlaimer, he commanded them, saying, Koy Shemel Adonila Esav, Koy Omer Abdecha Yaakov, Im Lovan Garti Va'echer Arotu. With Lovan, I lived and I remained with him till now. So Rashi says, when I say si sar v'choshev, then he says, I'm loving garti v'tayag mitzvahs shamarti. The Zohar HaKadosh says that a totally different message that Yaakov Avinu sent Esav, to tell Esav. It's Yodua that Lovan HaRami was the greatest mechashev in the world, probably in the history of the world. Tremendous Isaac and Kishev. He is the father of Ba'or, who was the father of Bilam HaRasha. And he was Oilal Kulam with all of his sorcery and his kishiv. So Atidei Kach, that nobody was successful in being saved from him. All of the ideas that Bilam had stemmed from the Messiah of Kishiv, from love on his Zayd. Now if Balak said about Bilam, Ki Odati Es Asher Tevorach Mevorach V'Asher Te'or Yuhar, and he said that about Bilam, Alachas Kama V'Kama, that applied to Lovan. And Lovan, he put his pachad into the entire world, and they knew that he is the biggest of chacham to do bad to people. Afal Pikein, with all of that, he was the Avi Avos HaKishev, and Yaakov Avinu lives with him for so many years, Im Lovan Garti V'Echer Arota. Not only that, V'Hili Shor V'Chamar, not only was I not hurt by him, but by Hili Shor V'Chamar, I profited from the Zach. So he wanted to send this as a message to Esav. You know, if you think that you're going to be able to be Matzliach of Mizos to business, I live with the biggest Mechashev in the entire world, with the world's biggest scoundrel, with the world's biggest Avi Avos HaTumah. And not only was he not able to hurt me, but I was able to come out with profits that were taken away from him. So that was a message to Esav. So, the Sefer where I saw this, Eitzes Pnimi HaTayri says, it could be that when Rashi says, that's like a pirush of the Zohar HaKadosh. That when someone is Isaac and Torah, then all the things and the biggest kishif in the world and the biggest, all of the scoundrels of the world cannot have any hatzlacha against them. That's the message that he was sending Esau. And then Yaakov Avinu is Mesfal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, V'atah Amarta. And you said, Heitiv, Eitiv, Imach. I'm going to do good with you. So Rashi says, what's this double lashon? Heitiv, Eitiv, Imach. Heitiv, Bischuscha. I will do good in your merit, in your schus. Eitiv, Bischus Avishach. I will be meitiv in the schus of your fathers. So I saw a kasha that's is, Gevenklich, a person puts his fathers before him. So Sovis come before his Egen Eschuyas. And over here, Yaakov Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said, Heitim B'Schuscha. He puts the Schus of Yaakov first. What's the Pshat? So I think the Pshat, I once heard a Moedike Pshat from Rav Moshe Sherer, Zechrayim Lebracha. HaMalach HaGoyel Oisi Mikol Ra, Yivarech Es HaNorim, Bikorei Behem Shmi, V'Shem Avoyisai Avram V'Yitzchak. They also have the same ha'ar. Yaakov Avinu puts himself before he puts Avram and Yitzchak. What's the Pshat? How could he put himself before them? So he said, Amori the Kipshat. I don't remember who he said it from, or was his own Gedenkechmish. You know that Avram Avinu is Midas HaChesed. Yitzchak Avinu represents Avoyde, he was makar for himself as a carbon on the Mizbeach. And Yaakov Avinu is Emes and Tayr. Chesed is a gewalde gezach kishuhu la'atzmai, but if it doesn't have the guidelines of Torah, Chesed could be misguided. People leave millions and millions of dollars for the most ridiculous kinds of causes, to the Cat Foundation and to do research on the tsetse fly in Africa, and to do the most meshugan gezach, and they think it's stuck. If you don't have Torah guiding you as to what Chesed is, you don't have Chesed. Same thing with Avaida. People look at all kinds of different things to connect, you know, with above. They can be in yoga positions, you know, 24-7 with transmeditation, with Kolmim Yizachim. And they don't know how to connect. You need the Torah to tell us how to connect. Even in Hilchos Tefillah. how to daven, what to daven for, what not to daven for. The Hilchos Tefillah, Torah tells us how to daven. Without Torah, you don't have the other two either. So Torah is really the perspective that gives us the bracha and the other two, and therefore Torah is the biggest bracha. That's why Yaakov Avinu said, "V'korei v'hem shmi v'shem avaysai." To emulate my fathers, you have to have my perspective first. You have to have the hashkafas haTorah to be able to define what true chesed is and what true tefillah and avod is. So it's the same thing over here. The schus of Yaakov comes first because Yaakov Avinu is the ikur. That's the schus haTorah, and with the schus haTorah, you can be able to have the other schuyos as well. That's why it says heitiv schuscha. It's also interesting, the same thing you find when Yaakov Avinu gives the bracha to Yosef, he says, Birchas Avicha Gavru al Birchas Hayrei. The bracha of your father greater than the bracha, because the biggest bracha is if you have the Torah, which is the perspective through which you're able to look at all of the different things. It's also kedai to mention, famous Chofetz Chaim in this week's parasha. You don't find that the Sar Shel Esav, who's the Eitz Ahara, who's the Sotan, he didn't fight with Abram, he didn't fight with Yitzchak, Bosefis, he started up with Yaakov Avinu. So Rabbi Chanan used to say over the name of the Chofetz Chaim that Abram Avinu represents Chesed, Yitzchak Avinu represents Avoide, but Yaakov Avinu was Torah. The Sotan, of course, we prefer we don't do Chesed, but if we do Chesed, he could live with it, he could tolerate it. Avoida, he also would rather we stay away from it, but if we do it, he could tolerate it. Oh, but the thing that he cannot tolerate is Torah, because Torah is that atomic weapon against the Eitz Ahara. Barossi Eitz Ahara, Barossi Torah Tavon. And that's what knocks him out. See, he fights Bedavki against Torah because he knows when two enemies are fighting, when two armies are at war with each other, because when the battles go on and each one has its weaponry, the war's going to go on. But you know the war is over when one army takes away the weaponry of the other, then they're finished. So the Eitz Ahara, that Ikur Melchama is against the weaponry of the Torah. That's why he started up with Yaakov Avinu. He represented Torah. The fight was against him. So I want to show you a different angle on that from a Rav in Toronto, Rav Kirzner Shlita. He said a beautiful... A different knetch in the Chofetz Chaim's word, like I just said before. Chesed is a gewaltig gezach, but if you have it by itself without Torah, you can be misguided in Chesed. Avodah is also the same thing. You can be misguided. It's only with the Torah that you have Chesed and that you have Avodah. So the Eitz Ahara, the Satan, the Dafka wants to take away Torah, that way we're not going to have Chesed or Avodah either. That's why the Dafka fought against Yaakov Avinu. That was the angle that he was Moisev over here. I remember one time it was Parshas Vayishlach. I teach in Beis Yaakov once a week. So I managed to remember on the way to Beis Yaakov when I say over this word from the Chofetz Chaim, I hear on the news that somebody left $40 million to the Cat Foundation. Mamish. You know, Parshas Vayishlach, $40 million to the Cat. And you hear it to say it. You hear it to say it. That's, if you don't have Torah, you don't have Chesed, you don't have anything else. The any of the matonis that Yaakov Avinu sent Esav, it says Izim Mosayim uTyoshim Esrim, Rechelim Mosayim veElim Esrim. So the Baal HaTurim speaks out that every one of these words ends with a mem. What's the connotation of ending with a mem? From the word mum. Yaakov Avinu did not want to give the kosher animals to Esav. Kosher animals could be used for karbonis. They could be used, you know, a person's own table is a mizbeach. If he uses the koichah that he gets from the food to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so his simple suit is on a mizbeach. So this is the remez he sent him to the Balei Mum. He didn't want to send him the things that are roi, you know, to be eaten and that are roi for a carbon. It's also, I might have once mentioned this. It says, Vayikach min haba b'yodei mincha. He took what came to his hand. What do you mean what came to his hand? So Rashi brings down a few shotim. Chofetz Chaim said that Yaakov Avinu cannot bring himself to take an animal to bring it to the Koyach HaToma. You know, it's not fair to the animal. If you see that stones They wanted Yaakov Avinu to lay his head down on the stones, or lie on the upside of his head, Roshay. So even inanimate objects have that rutzen to be attached to Kedusha. So Kal v'chaymer, animals that are Balei Chai. So Chavetz Chaim says he couldn't bring himself to take it, be a dying, so he stuck out his hand, whatever came to his hand. They brought it to him. But the Sefer Kehelas Yitzchak and others say it. It's an incredible shot. Yaakov Avinu only wanted to give the tray for animals to Esav. How do you know if an animal is a tray for an Asa? The Shachan Yerideya says, you put your hand on the back of an animal and it crouches, that's a simon of kashrus. It's a simon of anov, it's machnia itself. But if it remains in your hand, that's a tray for me, that's a simon of tarfus. So he put his hand on the animal, right? And if it remained in his hand, then he knew it was treif, and that he gave. Fine. But the guy I was leading up to was, you see that Yaakov Avinu gave explicit instructions to the shluchim. Vayitzavis arishon leimer, ki evgoshcha esav ochi, usha'olcha leimer lemiyata, who do you belong to? Va'onaseilich, and where are you going? Ulmi Eila Lefanecha, and to whom are these animals? Yomarti, you should say, Li Avdacha Li Yaakov, I belong to your Rebbe Yaakov. What about this? Minchi Shlucha Lavini Leisov, Vinei Gamhu Hailachach, Hu Acharein. Beitzav Gemes Hasheni, same exact thing. Gemes Hashlish. Why is the Terech so Meirich that he told him, you are, you know, I am to my master. What's this all about? Chavetz Chaim says that you do it that the others have doishim of a kind called a Torah kula, even mitzvahs d'rabban. So if they start to the kasha, there's a gemara in Bechayrus that says if somebody sells his eved kanani to a guy, they give him a knas ad mei of the dam of 100 times the amount. So how could Avraham Avinu even think of giving the avodim to Esav? Yeah. How could Yaakov Avinu, I'm sorry, think of giving the avodim to Esav? So for that, the Torah stresses that Yaakov Avinu was aware that Esav, you know, he's a sly fellow and he's going to want to know, are the Avodim part of the present or not? So that's why he instructed them, L'chitchila. Ki evgoshcha Esav achi yisholcha leimer l'miyato. Who do you belong to? Are you part of the present or are you just a shliach? You have to tell him specifically. La'avdacha li'ankiv. I belong to Yankiv. I'm not going anywhere, you know. Mincha yishlucha. That is a mincha shlucha. So he specified the dafke that these people should not go to become avodim avesim. That's the way the Chofetz Chaim learns pshat. I saw maybe the kipshat, the Derech Remes. Sefer Sifsei Tzadik brings down B'shem's grandfather, the Chedushi Harim, that Esav is a remes to the Yetzirah. Mishnah Pirkei Avos says that it says, Histaka b'shloishet von v'yato boli de haveru. Dami ha'im bosa, v'on ato ha'ilech, v'lofnimi ato osa v'yipin din b'cheshme. But this could also be a tactic of the Yetzirah. Yetzirah could say, may ha'im bosa, look, you're a garnish. You come from a tipa shrucha. What are you worth anyway? That could be bring a chalisha, say, now look where you can end up with. You're going to bury in the ground. You're going to be off for rima v'seileya. You know, so vos bistu. You have to give a din v'cheshmen that Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's going to mourn so much, you don't stand a chance. And that's the way the Sotan tries to red-eye a person that it's not g'day to try. So that's where rumors over here. If Esav is going to, if he's going to encounter you, and he's going to say, L'miyata, from where do you originate? You know, and he's going to try and be Meramiz, Me'makam Rimu V'seleya, right? Me'ayin Basa, right? And he wants to put down the other, right? And then he says, Ulumi Eilawach, also as I'm in kind of a remez, right? And what's going to be your tachlis? What's going to, these shayles that the Sultan asks. So Yaakov Avinu already presented the answer. Well, Avdachal Yaakov, I might not be Roy, but I'm a Ben Acher Ben from Yaakov Avinu. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Avos HaGdoshim, he memeila loves their children as well. And even if I'm not so Roy, but b'schus the Avos HaGdoshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel the little Avodah that I have. Avdachal Yaakov Minchi Yishlucha. It's because Yaakov Avinu is the Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves his children. That's as Amin Remez over here. By the Sar Shal Esav, when he finally lost to Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov will no longer be your name, only Yisrael. Because you fought with malachim and with men, and you were capable. Rashi says in Anoshim, Lovan ve'Esav. If somebody looks at the parshiyos of Lovan and Esav, he might get the impression that Yaakov was machniyah himself to them, and he's sort of like lost. By Lovan, Lovan said, okay, after all the times that Lovan cheated Yaakov Avinu, finally he makes conditions with them, and Yaakov gives in to the conditions of Lovan. So only thing, he's machniyah himself to Lovan. Lovan is the winner, and Yaakov is the loser. Same thing with Esav, he bows down to Esav, and he sends him atonis, and he makes nothing out of himself. So you get the impression that Yaakov is the loser over here. So I'm going to Rav Aaron Batz, the Shavla Ravi says that Adarabba, the Torah is teaching us over here that the one that was Menatzeh was Dafki Yaakov Avinu. He lowered himself, but that's the biggest simon of Nitzachim. Why is that? What's the emzdik in Nitzachim? So he says like this, Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Meishiv Roa Tachas Toiva, someone that returns bad for good, Loisomish Roa Mibesei. Bad is never going to leave his house. The simple pshat is, somebody does you a favor, and you're meishiv roa, tachas toiva, the house will always be filled with bad. But he teaches it differently. He teaches like this. Somebody does you an avla. The natural reaction is to do him back an avla. I'm going to blive, he did me an avla, and I should remain silent? So you do an avla back. So what's the end result of that? You do an avla back. So he comes back and has to do you a bigger avla. And he does you a bigger avla, and you have to do him a bigger avla. So the fight never ends. So who's gaining over here? If anything, you're only prolonging, and you're only deepening the animosity and deepening the machlokes. That's why it says over here, Meshiv Roa Tachas Toiva. The best answer is, a guy does you an avla, you do him a favor. If you do him a favor, if he has any conscience whatsoever, and any mental effect whatsoever, he'll think 1,000 times over before he does an avla again. So that's the pshat over here. Not meishiv roa tachas toiva. You're paying back. Meishiv toiva tachas roa. What's the lashon of the pasuk? Meishiv roa tachas toiva. If you pay back bad for good. If you pay back bad instead of doing something good, you bring bad to your household forever. If you do the guy a favor, you're going to stop the machlokes in his tracks right there. But if you're going to do bad instead of that, it's just going to, go on and on and on and on and on. This was Mahalach of Yaakov Avinu. Mahalach of Yaakov Avinu was, he was Machniyah himself. And who ended up being the winner at the end? It was Yaakov Avinu. That's the way to handle. If it's possible for him to do it, don't try and be the victor. I got the upper hand, and I got the last word in, and I got the better of you, and I was the Menatzeah. That's not the way you should look at it. Because today you're the Menatzeah, right? If let's say Yaakov Avinu would have tried to best Esav. So today Esav came with 400 men, and the next time you say, okay, I'll bring 1,000 men. He's going to come back much harder. That's not the mahalo. Shlomo HaMelech teaches us the best way to calm down a machloikis is when you see something's happening, you be nice. And if the guy has any little bit of shemitz of menschlichkeit, he's going to stop the machloikis in his tracks. Vayosem es hashvachis ves yaldein rishayna. Yaakov Avinu, when they came to face an Esav, he placed the Shvachas and their children first. There's Leah v'Yelodeh Achroinim, Leah and her children next. There's Rachel v'Es Yosef Achroinim, and Rachel and Yosef last. So Bechonon and Kovitz Maimorim brings down B'Shem the Groh, that this parasha over here is a remez during the time of the Gula Hasida, what Klal Yisrael is going to look like. Before the Gula, right before the Gula, what's Klal Yisrael going to look like? The people up front in Klal Yisrael, the leaders, the ones that have the say, they're going to be the Erev Rav. They're going to be the ones that have least shaychus to Torah. They're going to be up front. Who's up front today? Who represents Judaism? State of Israel, the American Jewish Congress. And I haven't heard about the Bnei Brith. They used to be, a big anti-defamation league. Who?
J Street.
J Street. Yeah, all these, they are the spokesmen for Klal Yisrael. The Erev Rav. Then you have, afterwards, after the Bnei HaShvachas, you have the more Chashev, the Hamonah, and who's last? The leaders, the Talmidei Chachomim, the Gedolim, like who in the Goyish world today hears from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you know, or from any of the Gedolim? You know, they're like Bechlal, they're not heard of. He says, that's going to be the Tzura that you're going to have when Esav is, you know, putting his Ema on the world. And the world's going to be holding in the Hester Panim right before you, Yemayis HaMashiach. That's going to be the Tzura of the world. The gross, the Rabbi Chanan of Ashman said that these words were Mekuyim Nebuch in his times. Because, he, you know, in his times, the Torah was Mamish B'Shval HaMatzah. Today, Baruch Hashem, you see an awakening of Torah. You see Bnei Torah, Kenayna Hara, tens of thousands of Bnei Torah. Those days, it was a Miyat Bnei Torah. And over there, you know, you had all of the secular Jewish groups that Mamish were made Latzonis from Torah, made Latzonis from Talmidei Chacham, and Baruch Hashem today, the Torah world is big enough and not as bold. You know, who are they? But in those days, it was a terrible, terrible matzah. Now, I saw a kasha that's asked, why did Yaakov Avinu put Yosef last? We know that Yosef is the biggest koyach against Esav. It says in the pasuk, V'hoya beis Yaakov eish, u'beis Yosef lahava, u'beis Esav l'kash. So next week's parasha, Rashi brings it down. So if it would have been minaroi to put Yosef in the front. So I saw a shot from Rav Yaakov Yosef, the chief rabbi of New York City, the Maggid from Vilna, and he said that Yaakov, the koyach of Yosef, or any special schools that we have, is only when everybody else has a moon in there, they're Oda Kanakodesh Baruch. If he would have put Yosef up there first, and they knew the Kayak of Yosef, the brothers knew the Zgula, so then they would have been Nesir Das, you know, finished, he'll take care of everything. That way he put the others up first, and they have to face an Esav. They know they're shaking, and they know that they have to place their moon in Akodesh Baruch. And then Taki Yosef can have his Kayak. But Yosef's Kayak is only so then Yosef has special schools to get rid of Esav. But if you would have put Yosef up first, yeah, okay, Yosef will take care already, and they themselves will not be in a matzah of pachas. The Malach told Yaakov, Shimcha Yaakov. Lo yikari Shimcha Yaakov ki im Yisrael Yishimcha. Your name will be Yisrael. There's a Gemara Masechta that's brought us down to Gimel of an Aleph. Toni Bar Kapor. Bar Kapora learned, Kol HaKoyre LaAvram, Avram, if somebody calls Avram, Avram, he's over, and I say, Shenemar, V'lo Yikore Eide Shemka Avram. If you call Yaakov, Yaakov, also the same thing, because L'Choyre's name was changed to Yisrael. Zog Di Gemara Shani Hosam, Da Hadre Kro. The Pasuk returned his name to Yaakov. Even after he was called Yisrael, the Pasuk returned him to his name Yaakov. So, Arachayim HaKodesh explains that the name that was given to Avram is different than the name that was given to Yaakov. Why? Because by Yaakov Avinu, it said, L'chitchila, Shimcha Yaakov, the Malachi, Shimcha Yaakov, your name is Yaakov. Except, but he stressed specifically, Shimcha Yaakov. By Avram Avinu does not say that. It says, Lo Yikore Oida Shimcha Avram. Mashma, that it was Nekor Lagam. Dafim Pashtang, what's Taka the Chilin? Why is it that Yaakov Avinu, his old name remains, and by Avram Avinu, the old name is Nekor? So I once saw in the Sforim HaGdoshim, it says the following. The name Avram and Avraham. Avram means Av Avram. He was the father of Aram. Avraham is Avraham and Goy. So if you call him Avram, you're being mocked in the covet of Avraham. He's the Avraham and Goyim, and you're praising him with being only the Avraham. That's a, you know, you're being mocked in the covet of Avraham Avinu. But Yaakov and Yisrael are two names for two separate situations. And one is not in stira to the other. And one is not mevatel the other. Yisrael, Kisarisa. You ruled over. That's the name of Yisrael when he's in a matzav of rulership, when Klal Yisrael is going to be managed in a matzav of Shrara, when it's going to be Yashar Kael. Everything will be straight. We'll be able to see everything out in the open. That's one Madrega of Yisrael. But there's a Madrega of Yaakov when things are dark. Yaakov when things are not so straight. And Klal Yisrael has to face the nisyonos and the hardships and the darkness. They have to face all of the Shverikite. And then they live with the name of Yaakov. And that's a shame of Ne'atzmai. Because in the darkness, you can come to a deeper Hakorah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than you could when it's light. When everything is straight, when everything is fine, good, you're able to see clearly. But it's not as deep as if when you connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you take the Shverikite. Torah Shalomanati Ba'af, He Shalomboli. The Torah that I learned at a massive of anger when things were difficult, that is the thing that remains with us. So Yaakov is a Madrega of Ne'atzmai, which in certain ways is deeper than the Madrega of Yisrael. The Gemara says, Kol Hamayagma Sidon Libotl Chutz Mipur. So why? I saw Rav Hutna says a pshat that the Mayadim are lights when everything was out clear. We saw Yeshua's. When it's going to come to us in love, the light of Mashiach is going to be so bright, it's going to dim all other lights. Over the light of Purim, where we were zeich to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoich Hester Panim, that's a much deeper light. That's able, you're able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the dark. That's a sense b'fnei atzmai that the lights can't be mevatel. That's going to remain with us. And that's the same thing with Yaakov in Yisrael. Yaakov is the ability to connect when things are not going straight, and that Hasog is going to remain with us, even lost in love. I saw an interesting thing in Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein's Sefer. Bacher is the Mishayla. This Bacher was not from. He became a Baal Tshuva. He left college, and he went to Yeshiva. He asked Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein a Shayla, that his parents asked that he should come home for Shabbos, he should say Divrei Torah, he should sing Zmiras. Maybe they could say his parents are not from, they want to be Makurav. However, whenever he comes home, he has siblings and he has cousins that are not from them, a battle, and they put him down and make fun of him. And he feels every time he goes for Shabbos, he loses his Ruchni, his Dikam Adreg. So what should he do? Is he Machuyev to come home? Or is it better he stay away? So Zilberstein quoted in the Tziv in this week's Parsha. It says, Vayova Yaakov el Yitzchok Oviv Mamre, Kiryas Ha'arba, He Chevron. So the Tziv says, why does it say Kiryas Ha'arba, He Chevron? Zokten the Tziv in Hamik Dover to teach us that Yaakov Avinu did not settle with his children in Eilene Mamre. He came Luchatchila to the plains of Mamre. He came Luchatchila to visit Yitzchok and to be Mechaber. But after that, he settled nearby, but not in the same place of Eilene Mamre. He settled in Chevron. Why is that? Because Yitzchok lived near Aner Eshkol Mamre, near the children of Aner Eshkol and Mamre. So Avram, not because he was choluk on the sheet of Avram and Yitzchok that lived amongst them, but Avram and Yitzchok were not metupel v'bon. They didn't have many children, right? So they were able to be mashkiach on the one child, the two children that they had. So if they were in a sviv of Goyim, they felt it's kedai to be in this sviv and to be mashkiach on the other. But Yaakov Avinu was metupel d'ban, and he was afraid that the derech is that it's easier to pick up the bad hashpah from them than them picking up the bad hashpah from us. Hashem, if he said, he visited Yitzchak, or he settled in ice in Hebron. He didn't want his children to be under the bad hashpah. Hashem, can he said to him, Chayach HaKoyman, Lamais, if you feel that it's a ruchli that you read of you, every time you go, even if it means your parents, you're mechuyev to stay home, you're mechuyev to stay in yeshiva and not be influenced. I'm sure that he met once in a while. He could visit, you know what I'm saying? But those regular visits, to go every single week and to be up for ridicule and to feel that yerida, he says, for that, it's not good. That's the right that he brought from this week's parasha. Aguten Shabbos.